This is West Virginia Morning from West Virginia Public Radio News. I'm Beth Voorhees. Early voting that began on October 22nd closed on Saturday. But if you're one of those voters who waits until Election Day tomorrow to cast your ballot, or you just haven't decided which way you'll vote this year, there are some resources out there to help you along the way. Ashton Mara has the details.
Barack Obama's candidate for Congress, Casey, is running a false, dirty, and deceptive campaign against...
With all of the negative campaign advertising on television and radio leading up to Election Day, voters can get lost in the noise.
When money talks, Evan Jenkins listens. His billionaire financial backers want to turn Medicare into a voucher plan.
Project Vote Smart is helping to cut through that noise with a free online resource for voters called Vote Easy. It's a way to help you figure out which candidate stands for the issues you feel strongly about. Adelaide Kimball is a senior advisor and founding board member of Vote Smart.
All you have to do is type in your zip code, and immediately all the congressional candidates in your district will appear on your screen in their political yard signs, their campaign yard signs. And as you answer the questions on 12 issues, then their yard signs either move forward towards you if you agree with them, or they recede back into the background if you disagree with them. So in a very few minutes, you've got a sense of which candidate is most likely most like you on the issues that you care about.
Think of it like online dating for voters and candidates. You answer 12 questions about your political beliefs, anything from your stance on abortion to education funding to the overall budget, and Vote Smart tells you which candidate is the best match.
We half jokingly say that it's the match.com for political candidates, but really, when a voter has only the candidate's TV ads or their mailers, the nonsense that bombards us every election year, we have almost no useful information from the candidates or the parties.
Candidates are designated on their yard sign as either having or lacking courage. Kimball says that means when Vote Smart reached out to the candidates to answer their 12 qualifying questions, they either did or refused. And a refusal, she says, is becoming more and more common.
Since the mid-1990s, the response rates have plummeted. The candidates are increasingly less willing to answer questions that will expose themselves to their opponents or to opposition research.
But that hasn't stopped Vote Smart from including the non-courageous candidates in their Vote Easy guide.
With the knowledge that candidates are much less likely to answer issue questions, we have started researching their public records. So if a candidate doesn't answer any of these 12 questions on the key issues, our researchers have looked at their public records, their websites, their voting records, and their statements, and answered the questionnaire for them.
But who to vote for isn't always an issue for voters. Many know almost immediately on the list of often recognizable names in West Virginia. For some voters, it's where and when that's got them stumped. That's the issue the Pew Research Center is trying to take on.
With the goal of making sure that every voter had official election information where they needed to and where they're looking for it the most, which is on the internet, on their smartphones.
That's Zach Markovitz. He manages Pew's Voting Information Project. Pew teamed up with Google, Twitter, Facebook, and a whole host of other internet companies to create GoToThePolls.com, a simple, straightforward website. The user types in their address, and you get a map of your registered polling place, the dates, times, and location for early voting in your area, and a sample ballot. Those things are all available on the Secretary of State's website, but Markovitz says their resource is easier to use and puts everything in one place for voters in all 50 states.
We really want to make sure that everyone, whether it's your coworkers or you or anyone in your family who is registered to vote, can make sure they can get to the polls on Election Day. That's really the point of the whole thing.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
This is West Virginia Morning. It's coming up on 7:38. Sunny and milder today with highs ranging from the mid-50s in the northern panhandle to the mid-60s in the southwest. Clear skies tonight with lows in the 30s to low 40s. Mostly sunny and pleasant tomorrow with highs in the 60s to low 70s. Increasing cloudiness Tuesday night with a slight chance of rain to the north. Overnight lows in the 40s to low 50s, a chance of scattered rain in our forecasts on Wednesday.
Support for West Virginia Public Radio is provided by Tamarack, where photographer Joe Elbert crafts found wood into collapsible furniture at I-77, exit 45, and tamarackwv.com.
There are many organizations and programs across the country that seek to help wounded veterans. Some of those programs, like the Wounded Warrior Project, have received criticism recently from media outlets like the Daily Beast and Veterans Today, questioning the program's agenda. But as Liz McCormick reports, a program at Shepherd University that's in partnership with the Wounded Warrior Project seems to be thriving.
When you're paddling, you really want to have a good etiquette with other people. You want to keep them informed.
For 2 hours on Wednesday evenings, a handful of volunteers and veterans show up at the swimming pool at the Wellness Center on Shepherd University's campus. They meet here during the fall semester, and come spring they meet on the Potomac River. On one Wednesday evening, they arrive to the pool water ready with swimwear and towels, snacks and bottled water, but they also bring something else. Kayaks.
Get both my feet here, put my butt down, and just scoot into the boat.
This is the Shepherd University chapter of Team River Runner, and it's currently finishing up its second year. Team River Runner is a nonprofit organization that serves wounded veterans through therapeutic kayaking. There are around 40 chapters across the country, but only four of them are hosted by universities. Shepherd is the only chapter in West Virginia.
The main thing for me is this, the attractiveness of the kayaking combined with the people here at Team River Runner Shepherd.
Chris Price is an Air Force veteran who served from 2000 to 2012. He got involved with Team River Runner to get help with his PTSD and substance abuse.
For me to get out into the community, not isolate, to engage with and communicate with fellow veterans in a fun atmosphere, it's really positively affected my recovery. And so for me, it was huge.
Price enjoyed the session so much as a participant that he decided to come back as a volunteer, helping other wounded veterans gain back a sense of stability.
They're just really a great bunch. They're inspirational. I like to incorporate them into my life as mentors. Some of them are really into the kayaking, like whitewater-wise, and they can roll and do tricks and all this cool stuff that's appealing in one aspect, but the other is that they're just good people that I, you know, want to surround myself with.
Tracy Seifers is the Shepherd Chapter's coordinator and the registrar of the university. She says the work she does with Team River Runner is the best she's ever done.
We never quite know from one week to the next who's going to be coming in through that door. But there's something wonderful that happens in the water that just meets the veterans where they are. And our volunteer community is so wonderful and patient to listen to the veterans and observe carefully and meet that need, whatever it is.
Each session is instructed by a certified kayaker, and all participants and volunteers must go through a training period in the pool before they can go out on the river. The equipment and training space the chapter uses is gifted through the university and from the community. It's also free for a veteran to participate.
Our main goal is butts in boats. If you show up and you're a veteran, we'll have a boat for you. And so that's our promise always to the veterans.
Transitioning from military to civilian life can be a big challenge for some veterans, and Seifers says Team River Runner helps with that transition.
We're also reconnecting them in a really important way to the social fabric, to a new community maybe that will surround them and support them. We're reconnecting them to themselves physically. If there are physical issues that they're recovering from, this gives them a chance to be confident in something new, where that confidence might have been taken away from them because of what they've experienced.
Despite the criticism some veterans programs have been receiving across the country, members of Team River Runner at Shepherd say the program is making a difference. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.
Well, here it is November, and the growing season is over for most vegetables. But even with the frosts and the shorter days, not everyone has retreated indoors. 17-year-old Connor Haynes is spending 2 months' worth of Saturdays building a shed and rain barrels in a community garden in Charleston. Connor is working on his Eagle Scout badge, and as Roxy Todd reports, he's also using the project to honor a friend.
This community garden is located along Washington Street East, next to the Dollar General, which is really the only store in the East End neighborhood where people can buy groceries, although there isn't really much available. Connor Haynes and his family live outside of town, but he wanted to volunteer in this garden because there are so many people here hoping to see it grow.
It's important to have locally grown food around. It's a nice place. It's a good location. There's a bunch of gardens that people rent out and can plant whatever they want, grow vegetable gardens, things like that.
The East End Community Garden has about 20 garden plots that people rent for $30 a year. They have a scholarship fund to help those in need use a garden plot for free. There's also a shared community plot where anyone can take fruits and vegetables. Connor has been weeding some of the garden plots and building a tool shed. He's also putting 4 rain barrels for people to use to water their plants. To help him, Connor recruited a few boys from his scout troop, as well as friends from school. Their work began in October and will continue until the end of November. In the past 2 years, many hands have worked to develop this space into a well-used garden. Not only does it provide fresh food for people, one of the gardeners, Mark Wolf, says this space also provides a visual reminder that food can grow right in your own backyard.
So many people are shocked to find that there are people that are growing and planting right in the middle of a city. And you get so many people that are neighbors come over and say how much they remember planting tomatoes with their grandmother.
The East End Community Garden Project is a collaboration between neighborhood volunteers and the city of Charleston. Scott McMillian has had one of the garden plots here for 2 years.
We put teams together, and in an afternoon, we turned an eyesore into something special.
And though the volunteers have put all this labor into the garden, this lot is technically owned by the Charleston Urban Renewal Authority, or CURA. Jim Edwards with CURA says his group purchased this lot when they were developing a new streetscape along Washington Street. They needed a place to put a power generator for the new lights, but the rest of this lot was not being used.
And it's a good interim use of the property, and it's certainly better than it sitting here vacant, just being mowed.
Jim Edwards says that a new commercial development could eventually be built here in place of this garden.
Well, I say interim because ultimately, anytime you have vacant property on almost an arterial road like Washington Street, you want to ultimately see it developed to a more, you know, I guess productive is the right word, use. But this is a good use until something else comes along.
The future of the garden might be uncertain, but it has never been more popular. Mark Wolf says more people in this neighborhood want to have a garden plot here.
I'm always being asked, hey, how do I get a plot?
Part of the work that Connor Haynes is doing will help Mark and the other volunteers have more access to water next year. He's also building covered benches and tables to give people a place to enjoy the garden or get out of the weather.
I knew how to do most of this stuff. Yeah, I've done some gardening, building. My grandfather was a carpenter, so I know some of that.
This fall, about the same time that Connor was beginning to plan this community service project, he learned that his friend, Andrew O'Neill, a fellow Boy Scout, had passed away. Andrew and Connor had worked together at the Buckskin Boy Scout Reservation in Pocahontas County.
I'm kind of dedicating my project to my friend Andrew O'Neill. He died recently. He was 24, I believe, and he helped me a lot getting here where I am now.
Without Andrew, Connor says that he might not be spending his Saturdays here at the community garden, and he might not be working towards his Eagle Scout badge. Dedicating this community service project to his friend, he says, just seemed to fit the kind of person that Andrew was. A person who would appreciate seeing more and more community gardens, like this one, continue to grow. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.
Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. We're interested in your comments. You can send them to feedback@wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Chuck Anzalevich. I'm Beth Voorhees.